Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'm your host for today of the Love Truth Ministry.com, and I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this blessing and opportunity. I'd like to thank my listening audience for taking the time out to listen to my show. Please share with your friends and acquaintances and loved ones. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, just click share. I appreciate it. And thanks to Blog Talk Radio and Google for this platform to be able to share. As a sister in Christ, sharing with other loved ones in Christ Jesus. Whole purpose of the show is to engage with further believers as well as attract others to the faith to celebrate life in Jesus, to become one with God again by receiving his beautiful, perfect gift to the world, the precious Lamb of God, which is, it only is, Jesus Christ. Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Psalms 119, 105, again, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Again, Romans 1, verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone believes. Again, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. This is all about, this is a prayer album for the youth around the world who are going to school and the families just to celebrate life in Jesus. This is prayer time, you know, every Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio, it's prayer. So as you're getting started for today, as you're on your way to school, or maybe some of y'all, depends where you're at around the world, maybe coming home from school. So I hope this prayer be helpful to you. It's a prayer time, and I'm going to read some Psalms 138, verse 8. And I'm going to go a little bit above that, too. But first, I'm going to start ESV version. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfastness, love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand. Again, I'm going to go right to my scripture. We're going to skip the day off. Hope you have a wonderful, first of all, happy, happy New Year. TR is 2018. This is January the 2nd. Please forgive me for not saying as soon as I got on. Happy New Year. It's a brand new year, a brand new day. And yesterday, it's gone. So just move on from yesterday. Whatever you may be going through, ups and downs, it's a brand new day, brand new refreshment, a brand new idea God giving you, brand new breath. And nothing like yesterday. Every minute, every second forward is brand new. So be grateful for that. Nothing stays the same. So as we celebrate the fact that we are in Jesus, let's be grateful that he is our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and gave us another day to get right with him, another day to praise and worship. And he also gave you another day to live your life purpose in him. And the things you do, right now you're going to school and you're studying, whatever you may be studying, maybe elementary education, junior high school, or maybe doing secondary or college, university, or maybe doing a little bit of both. It depends on children, they doing classes online and getting a degree or just studying. So much stuff you can get off the internet now, and it's just a blessing. Like I said, verse 138, verse 8, I'm going to read from King James Version once I get to it. I have everything bookmarked, but only me. So, okay, I'm going to read this whole scripture so you have something before and after. Psalms 138, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods where I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for the truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And the day when I cry, thou answer me and strengthen me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing, and the way of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against thy wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The mercy of the Lord endures forever. Forsake not the work of thy hand. And I'm going to go straight over to Habakkuk. And, you know, this is to show you how God, he's still with his people, but the nation of Judah was disobedient, and God was calling them to repentance. And those who are faithful got to stay faithful all the way to the end. So let me read Habakkuk 2, and I'm going to go from 1 to 4. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it. But because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And this is very, very important. When God gives us a vision, just stay fast focused. You got to write it down. When he shows you, you may not understand everything, write it down. God gives you a purpose. Do your heart desire. Write it down. At my church, praise the Lord, thank God for New Summit Baptist Church and Bishop Thomas and all the leaders of the church and the members. Had a wonderful New Year's Eve service. This week for the youth, you can just go to newsummit.org and you see more information. If you live in the area, for the youth, they having a vision board. They were, the youth be getting together, the millennials, and working on a vision board. So at home, wherever you may be, take a notebook, you can take a flyboard or a piece of paper, whatever you have, and start writing your vision on it, outline step by step the process of where you want to go to get where God had planned for you to be. Just ask God, pray about it, go over it, and then just work it out. Like I say, faith without work is dead, and it took me a long time to really understand that, because I believe in that stuff. But you actually do have to put work into it, whatever God may have shown you, that's for it to come to pass. I mean, things that do happen, but God also wants to put initiative that just stand or sit idly by and think something just can happen, because it's always a process. Throughout the Bible, God sent somebody to do something, or if he either sent you somebody somewhere or something right in there, he did. He took the clay out the ground and put it in the person's eye. He could have just touched the eye, and I'm sure it would have been healed. But he was just showing us so many different ways of how he operates. So this is the new year, young people. It's 2018. I'm going to go into prayer, and we're going to cover these different things. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne. Give you thanks and praise for life, life more abundantly. We thank you for this 7 o'clock hour. And I don't know where it may be in a different time zone, but we thank you for getting us together on this blog talk to praise you and worship you and seek your face, seek your kingdom with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. God, first all glory and power and love go towards you. We ask you to guide our steps, our thoughts, our conscience, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our tongue to do the things you call us to do. Let our walk be a righteous walk, a walk on the narrow road. Keep us from falling into the path of the ungodly or the heathen, but let us walk on the path of love, peace, and joy, the path of you, dear Jesus, which is the true path. A lot of people operate and say they operate in love and don't think they need you, but that's not love. They don't need you. They don't have love in you. They have selfish and pride kills. So we pray that all on this phone or who's on this call will know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and they will seek you all, the heart, soul, and spirit, and mind, and all things, give you thanks and praise, and seek you. Even things we don't understand and hurtful, man, we just give you thanks and praise just because you is our God, that you is caring, protecting us through it. And as we live each day, moment, and every second, that we, even things that hurt us, we always acknowledge you and never forsake you, because you never leave us and never forsake us. And we give the pain or whatever to the enemy and rebuke the enemy every opportunity and every form that you have given us to rebuke the devil and his wicked ways. So we ask that we will carry out this day as being an active learner as we're going to school or we're coming home from school as we study. The stuff that the teachers and people had given us to say, our parents had given us, whoever, to always focus on those things that's positive and take advantage of the free educational tools that's on various websites like Google platform or maybe other browser where they can just pick up and learn stuff from YouTube. Information on certain topics they may be interested in right now, they may be interested in the future. Just engage and study it. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that we write our vision clearly, and we know as we write it, we seek your guidance as we write our vision, and we operate the vision and the step-by-step process and procedures to carry out that vision. Dear Jesus, let us be mindful and grateful for the bishops and pastors and ministers and people who you put in that path to teach us the way, to point us to you, to help us understand your word, how to apply to our life, the application of the word. We thank you, God, for all the tools and resources you've given us in this life, and we love you for that. All thanks and praise go to you, dear Father. We pray that throughout the day, the young folks have a victorious day, a peaceful day, a joyful day in class, to and from school, that the buddies will lead their buddy on the arms and realize they walk with love and peace towards one another, other people, and the people who've been buddied for free from the buddies. We just ask for peace, God. We ask for peace in every single young person at home, whether they're living with their parents, guardian, or maybe in a foster care center. We ask you to get in peace past our understanding, God. As we lay all these things on your altar, we declare victory because you is our God, you is our Savior, you is our Redeemer. And we just want to acknowledge you, God, being our God. And as the words of the word, the Lord, in Psalms 1-8, when you say, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. God, you will perfect that which concerns all that as on God. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hand. Thank you, God, for your guidance. We're looking forward and writing our plans out this week if we hadn't done so yet. And going step by step, knowing that you have a path for us, a way for us. And that's to write that vision down and make it clear. So we ask these all things in the name above all names. In Jesus Christ, we declare victory. Thank you, God, for this time to allow us to fellowship with you, to praise you, to pray, to ask, to seek your kingdom, to pray, send prayers to you. Request to you, because this is the day you have made, Lord, and we will rejoice and be glad, because this is the day that our Lord has made, that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, 'cause this is the day that our Lord has made. Y'all have a wonderful day to school and from school. Be respectful to your teachers and administrators. Be careful. Pay attention where you're walking. I know some areas may be icy. Make sure you dress warm if you're in a cold climate. Be mindful. Make sure you got your money, whatever you need for the bus fare, car fare. Always have some extra on you. And just be mindful. Everybody you walk up past and come across. Be active learners. And let me leave you with this. As you enjoy your day, it's a new year. Don't forget, 2018. Have a victorious day in school. And the test that you have to take, go into prayer. Step out the room. Ask, go to the ladies' room, men's room, boys' room, whatever, little girls' room. Go into the little store and do your little meditation prayer. And come on, take your test. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this. Enjoy the rest of your day in Jesus' name. Look at this. God will work it out. This is by D.R. Wynn, by the church, Cosmetology Church of Prayer. I'm getting hotter out as I play this from YouTube. Hey, hope you can hear it. Take care.